in the doctor's office, he giving you a report that you don't like, you just nod your head. Yes, sir. I hear what you're saying, but I ain't receiving nothing. I hear what you're saying. I already got my answer. Then if the Lord instruct you to do something, let the doctor do something, then go ahead and do it. Because God knows what he's doing. Amen? Did you get that? So, verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through what? Unbelief will stagger. A drunk man will stagger. He didn't walk steady. He doesn't walk straight. He all over the place. The drunker he is, the worse he stagger. Huh? He's not stable. He's not balanced. He's losing his balance because the ground that seemed to be is right there, but it seemed to be well there. He's still. You don't want to be like that in your faith. You want to be solid, firm, and fixed. Single-minded. God said it. I'm not moved. Wind blow, trouble come. I'm here to stay. Why? Because I'm fixed. I'm anchored. I'm anchored in a rock that can't be moved. And if I move, you have to move the rock. And I already know it's impossible for you to move the rock. Nothing out there can move this rock I'm anchored to. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to this. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You got to learn how to do that. You can't let your circumstance move you, get you mad, get you talking crazy. Get you to slack off and won't yield and just start acting crazy. That's why you see people, they don't know Jesus. Well, you expect it. But you stay fixed. You stay single-minded. And if you're not there, get to work on it. Just do it. Don't be sitting around saying, well, I know I need. No, do it. Because I just read to you, it's to every seed. It's the promise to everyone to the end that it might be sure to every seed. Didn't I just read that? It's for you. Don't be sitting around hating on somebody that's successful and moving on. You go to them and say, I want to hook up with you. Help you. Join me with your faith. Show me how you did it. What you do. Just do it. If you don't know what to do, go ask somebody. I mean, how did you get it? What happened? What is, I went to the Word first and I established myself in the Word. And I saw what God said and I did it. Is it work for them? It'll work for you. Is that simple enough? When Abraham believed God, listen to this, and was fully convinced that he could father a child, listen carefully now. God's possibility broke into the realm where impossibility was destroyed and brought forth to his covenant friend Abraham a child that he had promised that he would do. In which God has said, because I could swear by no greater. I swore by myself. And I said, surely blessing, I will bless thee. And if you didn't get that, you need to get the tape and roll it again. All the promises of God in him is yes and amen. Yes, and amen. So what are the promises? Get in the book and find out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what it says. Hebrews 6:13 through 15. This is what God said to Abraham. You got it. And when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently what? Endured, he obtained the promise. If God promised you something, he's not likely to forget it. See, some people get shook up. Some promises, they happen like that. Some of them become years, even a decade and years. But if he promised it to you, you can bank on it. He will surely do it. Hallelujah. Let me show you why. Let me show you why. And multiply thee. Let me finish this one. Then I'll show you. And so after he had patiently endured, he did what? Obtained the promise. Numbers 23:19. Are you ready? Numbers 23:19. Numbers. God is not a man that he should lie. Who is God? God is not a man. He's God. A man will lie, but God can't. So he's not a man that he should lie. Huh? Neither what? The Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said? See what Satan trying to trick Jesus in agreeing with something out of context. He should have known better than that. All you got to do is make sure what God is saying is what you're reading, God said it the way he said it. Like someone would say, we'll take it out of this simple so you can understand it. Someone would say, the Bible says, there is no God. And it does say that. The Bible said there is no God, right? And the Bible flat says that, but I took it out of what? I took it out of said it. A fool have said in his heart. You see what Satan trying to do? He was trying to get Jesus to say something that wasn't in the right setting. But he was too single. Listen, he was too single-minded to be fooled. Because he said, well, I only say what my father say. I only do what he tells me to do. And God told him to fast in 40 days and night, and he did it. And so God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Has he said, he shall do it. Say to yourself, he'll do it for me. He said it, and he will do it. Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Or has he spoken, shall he not make it good?